Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. What a night! Oh, what a night! I mean, we got the Yankees on the verge of elimination. Rob Parker and many others thought they'd win the World Series.
Wow.
But the bats have been a bit more silent against Tampa Bay. And some strange just pitching moves. Analytics doing them in again. And they are on the verge. And we've got Tom Brady, the GOAT, lacing them up for the first time against Nick Foles since Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles got him in the Super Bowl. Of course, tonight it's the Patriots and the Bears. So that's also exciting. And then you got the Dodgers, Padres. I mean, what a night! And we don't even have NBA Finals action. So I'm excited about this show. You keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. Rob Parker, how are you?
I am doing great.
You must be excited. I mean, baseball wall to wall.
Watching baseball like it's going out of style. Yes, this has been very nice smorgasbord full of games and just
Braves
on top of each
good,
other.
Man.
Yeah, I picked the Braves to go to the NLCS against the Dodgers. We'll see. But the Braves are good. They haven't lost in the postseason, Chris. Shut out today.
Yep.
They really took care of the Marlins. The Astros are about to move on. Yankees on the brink. Last night, that catch against Tatis Jr. I mean, crazy.
Overrated, but it was nice.
Nah, it was a big catch at the moment.
It was a good
catch. You know
catch,
what I mean?
Like, but people acting like it was Willie Mays or something.
No. Not like that.
It was a nice catch.
Right.
It was
a nice catch. The moment, though, because that would have put them ahead.
Big
Do you know
moment,
what I mean?
But yeah, you know what I'm saying. I've seen much better, and you have too. But it was a good catch. I'm not trying to take anything away from
it. No, I get it. It was more about the magnitude.
Like right.
And who it happened against. Do you know what like if Tatis would have hit that out, are you kidding me? You know what I mean? To put them ahead.
It was a big play.
Yes, it was a big play. I get it.
We got Brian Westbrook, all pro running back when he was in the NFL. Now he's an analyst here at Fox Sports 1. So he will join us at the bottom of the first hour. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and then get it started. DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on a TV theme show Thursday. And, of course, you can send your request to Rob Parker at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter. Send him there. He'll get your request, and then we will play.
We have a slew already. Yes, we do. It's a TV theme song Thursday, Chris. So Alex has a list, and we can add some more.
All right. And we got super producer Rob G. A little bit humbled. Head's a little bit smaller than it needed to be. He was getting full of himself. Came last night on the hot seat. We put him back in his place. And now all is right with the world.
Rob G., did your wife take up cooking lessons today or no? Did she enroll in the community college?
All she said is, you better hope I don't meet Rob Parker because it's going
to be. Oh, did she?
Did she really say that?
She was sitting in the room when she heard the replay. So it was bad.
She was not happy. She's like, how dare him?
It's
no wonder
fault,
he's
Rob
not
G
married.
For bigging up ranch dressing. I mean, my goodness. That's the only conclusion. And on the updates, we have our man, the gas man, David Gascon. All right, here we go, Rob. Breaking news. So we're going to start right here with the NFL. They are saying that the Denver Broncos, New England, a few games. There's two games that have been moved. The big one is the Titans and the Buffalo Bills. That game has been moved to Tuesday, assuming there are no more Titans players that test positive for COVID. And the Denver Broncos, New England Patriots game has been moved to Monday. So the NFL moving things around. Here's what I'm going to say, and it mainly is in regards to the Titans, Rob. I think the NFL, and I'm not the only one, I'm not the first one to say this, but I think this is how it should be. The Tennessee Titans should have been forced to forfeit their game on Sunday and take the L, and then the players get fined their game checks. So the NFL doesn't have to pay it. They get fined their game check, so they don't get paid. The Bills still get paid, but they get a W. And here's why I say it. Because it's not like somebody just came down with COVID after following all the protocols. The Tennessee Titans broke protocol. They were reportedly told, in fact, their coach, Mike Vrabel, the head coach, said it. We told the players, the facilities closed, no gatherings, no practices, not here, not away from here. And some of them, 15 of them, still went out and practiced at another school or at a school. And then more players came down with it. So what I say is because you broke protocol, you take the L. That's Rob, and here's why. Because a message needs to be sent to the rest of the league that we can't flout the rules. This is serious. And you not only put your own team in jeopardy, but you put this season in jeopardy. Because look at the machinations they had to go through to reschedule stuff. And if a few teams come down with this, Now it's really a problem. And so they should have sent a hard message, because players, if they take the L, if they lose a game check, you better believe they'll stop breaking the rules. And I think that's what they should have done. Now, if somebody, if they're following the rules and you come down with it, you just get it, then that's different. But if you broke the rules and then you get COVID because of it, I think there should be major consequences. It was reported they might see historic level punishment. Well, that would be historic level punishment. Forfeit. Game check. Now follow the rules.
All right. I can't get on board with you from the standpoint of the forfeit. That's not what sports leagues are into. I don't know of a forfeit on any major league sports record, a forfeit of a game. I don't know. That would be unprecedented. I don't think that's where you want to go, Chris. I understand what you're trying to get across and punishment, but somebody can tell me. I just don't know where forfeits fit in. It's just like when people talk about an asterisk. Oh, you know, they should put an asterisk next to Mark McGuire. No, I'm just saying it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
It could. It hasn't
happened to this point.
Times. We have never had a pandemic either.
I just don't think that a forfeit is where you need to go. I think the biggest thing is more about, and then the other part is, I don't know what the language is. I'm just giving you what I think the problem is. When you come with a union and collective bargaining and taking people's money away when they weren't directly involved, to say we're going to punish all the Titans or whatever, and some guys didn't take part in the thing, you can't punish them. They didn't do anything wrong. And then a guy could say, well, I was there, but I wasn't participating. There's just too many things there that I think you open yourself up for problems and litigation. And I think, Chris, that's why a lot of these things aren't done. It was like the Astros, you know, like you just can't, you know, they gave them an immunity and then the people spoke or whatever, but it's hard to punish people like that.
They could have taken the rings.
I'm just saying,
you know, that had nothing to do with immunity, and that would have been big time punishment.
Yeah, I'm not with you on the forfeit and all that. I don't believe that's where the NFL wants to go. A forfeit doesn't help them. This is a league that only cares.
It
only cares about television revenue from the networks, Chris. That's why they want 17 games despite the concussions. That's why this is what they want. They're not giving up a game and saying, you're not going to play, you forfeit, and we don't collect our money from Fox or CBS.
So
that's not what they want.
Would they rather another team do it?
I get what you're saying, but that's...
And then you got more games that you can't play?
Do you disagree with what I'm talking about?
What should have been done?
I'm asking you, do you disagree about the money
in
the television?
No, I think they want the money.
Okay.
But I'm saying this, to me, this sets a precedent and sends a message to the rest of the league. What should they do? Just go on and play Tuesday and keep it moving? Like, so now when the next team wants to practice and flout the rules, there's no big deal? I mean, what should be the punishment? Should there be any punishment for the Titans?
Yeah, there could be a punishment, but it probably would be an organizational punishment, Chris, and like they do. And I know it doesn't matter when you're fining franchises worth $100 million or whatever the number is. I get that, but that's all you're really going to be able to do. You're not going to be able to come down on individuals and pick out people. They even tried to do that in Bounty Gate, and it blew up in their face. I think it's always got to be organizational, and that's the way you get through to
people.
Well,
you're not dealing with the baseball union.
No, I get that. Trust me, that would be a different animal. No, I get it. I get it.
So I just look. I hear what you're saying. Obviously, they want that TV revenue from that game, but. I think you need to send this early on, right? You send it now. I don't think you'd have to worry about this. Because, look, teams were doing this, Rob. It's not like the Titans were the first team to do this. Dallas was doing it. Weren't they getting together in the offseason, throwing the football? Tom Brady was doing it in Tampa Bay with his new teammates. You know, we saw teams doing this. And so I just think you need to send a message because you don't want this going on and getting a lot worse. It's manageable so far. We'll see if it stays that way. All right. Let's throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Did the NFL get this one right with the Titans? Should they have been forced to forfeit this Sunday's game? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Come on, I love this. Let it breathe.
Sounds like the Jetsons. It's the Jetsons,
It is
right?
The Jetsons.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You know what
good
I looked
show.
Up? You know they had the moving sidewalk, right?
Right.
I wasn't sure which one came first.
Cars.
But you remember the, I was like,
did they watch that?
Yeah, did people watch that on that TV thing and then create the walking sidewalk after seeing it, Chris?
I think walking sidewalks came, well, at least I'm thinking of the ones in the airports.
Right.
Those were definitely after the Jetsons.
But the walking...
Because there were none of those when we were kids.
But the walking sidewalks were actually before the Jetsons.
When did the first walk... Like,
I think it was presented at the New York State... The New York World Fair in Queens.
I mean, I've only seen them in airports. Where else have you seen walking sidewalks?
I don't know. But that's where... For the most part, you're right. Mostly at airports. Okay. It is the Odd Couple of Fox Sports Radio. And you know what? It's a TV theme song Thursday.
That's right. Want to know what's really scary beyond walking sidewalks? Seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It's almost as scary as watching your dog growl at the wall and realize he sees something you don't. Get a quote at Geico.com. All right, let's get into it. 877-99 on Fox. Did the NFL get it right with the Titans just moving on and playing on Tuesday, or do you agree with me? They should have had to forfeit.
Mason in Washington, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mason?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. I got to rock with Chris on this one, simply because of the irresponsibility of a few guys. Possibly hundreds of people have to change travel plans and push back their schedules, and it's just – it's not their fault. So the Titans, as a team, they ride together. They got to die together. Give them the L. Get them out of there. They wasn't going to win anyway.
Well, yeah, and that's the good thing with the Titans. They are 3-0. I mean, it shouldn't matter in a discipline and a punishment. You know what I mean? But they are 3-0. So they would be 3-1. So it's not ruining their season. But all right.
Yeah. I'll just believe it when I see it. I just know how everything is touched, you know, tied to money. Brandon in Dallas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call today. I hope y'all are doing great today.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch on that subject. I really don't think that they should have gave them a forfeit and made them take a loss, you know, especially since it's the first time that a team has had a major outbreak like this. You know, we don't exactly know if just a couple of guys got it. We don't know if they were being irresponsible or what exactly the circumstances were.
Well, we do know but that the team was being irresponsible.
Yeah, the team was irresponsible after the first outbreak. So, you know, they did do that. But, you know, everybody has to be flexible during these times. You know, everybody's going to have to change their schedule a little bit. They're going to have to roll with the punches. And I think if this happens again, then they definitely will come down with a heavier hand. But the first time, I really don't see them doing something this drastic.
I don't know, because let's say this happens to another team, Rob. Say this happens to the Buccaneers or whatever. How you going to come down like that on them? And maybe, you know, maybe you're right about a forfeit. I don't know. But how you going to come down hard on the Buccaneers if you didn't come down hard on the Titans? See, you're setting a precedent. Everything's a precedent. That's the law. I'm just saying.
Right. 877-99 on Fox is the phone number. Let's do Chad in Cincinnati. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, OG? What's up, Chris?
What's up, man?
So, hey, I'm a Fiskite, you know, so this kind of hits close to home to me because I went to Fisk University. And
when'd you graduate?
So I didn't graduate, but I went to Fisk from 2000 to 2004. But I got shot when I was at Fisk, so I didn't get to finish. But
sorry,
I did intern at the Nashville, Tennessee.
That took an ugly turn. My bad.
Dwight Lewis was my mentor. He's at the Nashville, Tennessee. He was my mentor. So here's the thing, like. I think it was an egregious offense, and they should be penalized heavily because we don't know the ramifications for long-term effects on COVID-19. And I'm a Buckeye at heart because I'm from Ohio. Mike Vrabel is a Buckeye, and he has a hard-nosed, no-nonsense approach, but I think he was a little cocky as well. and he let his team get lax. Therefore, the team emulates the coach's persona. So I think Vrabel needs to tighten up his ship so that they can get back on track.
All right. Wow. He had a lot to say, Rob.
He did. And I understand what he's saying about following the coach's lead. You want to get your work in. These are different times. You can't do that. And you got to.
And I
gotta,
get, yeah. And they're not bad guys. I'm not saying they're bad guys.
They were trying to do the right. Right.
Yeah,
but
I get
but they
it,
don't but, understand right, right. The ramifications and one person testing positive. And just because you left the facility doesn't mean that you can't spread it at the high school you're working out at. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Mark in Maryland, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Hey, my guys. I'm glad to hear, glad to call in again. I just want to say I think they should be fine. I mean, I definitely think they should be fine, but should at least forfeit one of these games. They were irresponsible, and they continue to be irresponsible practicing outside. Rob, I know it is a little bit unprecedented, but I was saying WNBA, the Mystics, they forfeited a game because of travel a couple years back, so I wanted to point that out. Can I plug in my podcast real quick before I get off?
What's that?
He asked if he could plug his podcast. I don't think so.
No, you can't.
No offense to him, but
right, because we would be doing that all day. Thank you. Yes. Thanks anyway.
Good luck with your podcast.
Yeah, good luck. And maybe Chris will be on one day. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hit me at Rob Parker at Rob Parker FS1.
My uncle Swimmer doesn't matter, man. Hey, check out that podcast wherever it is. But most of all, download that Odd Couple podcast.
There
it is gold every single day, fam.
My
take real quick, man, is, Chris, you're 100% right, man. They should have taxed the team. They should have made them forfeit because look how much they're taxing all these coaches. But not to fence it, Rob is 100% right, man. The NFL is all about that bottom line. And besides everything going on with the league, they'd rather make the Kansas City Chiefs play 3 games in 11 days than to hear the uproar from the fantasy football players, hear the uproar from the networks. It's just going to cost them too much money. So they had to bend instead of break.
Yep. Definitely. Yep.
That makes sense.
Sean is right. It would just be too.
They're about the ducats.
They're about the money, and I get it, Chris. I mean, they don't want to give it up. It would be, oh, yeah, you forfeit, whatever. And then where are you going to make up all this other – those NFL games are counted – And you would lose a huge amount of money by doing it.
Yep. All right. We'll get deeper into this with our man Brian Westbrook, the former All-Pro running back, joins us next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Our next guest, I love being on First Things First with him. He does a great job as an NFL analyst. He's a former All-Pro running back. Our man, Brian Westbrook. What's up, brother?
What's happening?
Good evening, guys. How's everything going, man?
We are good, man. We are good. Let's get right down to it. I think, Brian, that the Titans should have had to forfeit their game with Buffalo because they did break the rules, and I think you would have sent a strong message to the other teams that, look, we're taking this seriously. And if you break the rules and you come down with COVID because of it, or even if it's not because of it, but you keep breaking the rules, you're going to lose a game and you're going to lose a game check. And I think that would be strong enough for dudes to start following the rules. Am I off?
Well, I'll tell you this. When you start talking money, no matter what league it is, NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, when you start talking money, the players begin to listen. When you start talking losing game checks, guys will stay in the house. They won't be making some of these decisions that they've made. And for the Titans to have this many cases, it's just strange. It's strange because the testing is supposed to be in place and the guys are supposed to be aware of their surroundings and all these other things. Now, here's the big problem that you have actually with the whole COVID sense is that I could be doing everything right and my kid will go to school or my wife goes to the store and accidentally gets contaminated. And so there is some gray area there.
Right.
But there should be some protocols put in place at the team facility, guys walking in, guys, the people that work there. And what I think we're finding out here is that inside the facility, they've been kind of loose with the rules, with the mask, different things like that. And I think that's what will continue to come out as we get a little bit further in the story for the Titans.
But we also know that the NFL is about making money. This is why I disagree with Chris about forfeiting. They're not giving up TV money.
Oh, no.
So am I right? I mean, that's just not going to happen.
Oh, no. They're not going to give up TV money. And the owners, remember the owners. And we have to ask, who's going to make that decision? Roger Goodell is going to make the decision to take money out of his boss's pockets just because of the COVID situation? I think that's a hard ask. I also think it's one of those things that probably won't happen. And I think we've also already seen it. We've seen them move games around. I'm talking about Thursday games move to Sunday. Sunday games move to Tuesday. I mean, they're willing to work with some of these teams. But I have to imagine that things continue to get worse, especially for teams like the Titans that continue to break the rules. At some point, they're going to have to make a judgment that's going to be more of a deterrent. And I think taking money out of the pockets certainly will do that.
Brian, I know you play for the 49ers, but you're known as a Philadelphia Eagle. Mm-hmm. Let's go to them and Carson Wentz. Obviously, he finally, had a decent game and they got the win. But obviously, a tough start to the season in the first three games. Where are you at on Wentz?
They're in first place.
Oh, God.
That's right. Yeah, they're in first place in the NFC
That's
League.
That's right.
Well, but where are you at on it?
Well, the team has not played very well, and that's why they have their 1-2-1 record. They went out to San Francisco and played a backup quarterback, a banged up San Francisco 49ers team, and they were able to get a win. So kudos to that for the Eagles for being able to find a way to win. They had every reason in the book to give up on the season, give up on their coach and the quarterback, and they just found a way to win. And I think because Carson played well. A little bit better. I wouldn't say well, but he played better than he had in the past. Didn't have as many turnovers, even though he had the one turnover early in the game. They were able to find a way to win. And in this league, it's all about you're going to see injuries. We're going to see people missing because of COVID. It's all about finding a way to win. And you have to hope in this scenario for the Eagles that now they can get the ball rolling. Now you can start stacking games on top of each other. Unfortunately for them, they're playing a very tough Pittsburgh Steelers football team this weekend with a very good defense. Obviously, Big Ben has come back and played well. And they're well-rested because they didn't have a game because of the Titans last week. They're well-rested, and so they're coming off a bye. It's going to be a tough matchup for them this weekend.
Tonight, it's Tom Brady and Nick Foles, a rematch of the Super Bowl when Nick Foles made every throw and beat Tom Brady and the Patriots when was spectacular. But the knock on Nick Foles is when he comes in from out of the bullpen, he's definitely better than when you give him the starting job and for whatever reason. What is that? Is it just a pressure kind of thing when you have to perform compared to nobody's really expecting much out of me and I can just go out and play?
I think that's exactly what it is. That is exactly what it is. And when you just imagine, I mean, you're going all week long and someone else is starting, so you don't have that pressure of winning and losing. And so you're loose. You're kind of carefree in a sense. And then you go out there in the game and you're thrown into it, so you don't have that buildup. You don't have that worry. Now you just have to be a guy that can go save the day. But then the next week when now you're the starter, now you have that buildup, that anxiety of having to carry the team because everyone's dependent on you. And that's what Nick Foles throughout his career has had to deal with, where he's been the backup guy, the second string guy, which everybody loves until they have to play continuously. That's where he's fallen short. And so throughout Nick's career, he's done well as a backup guy. When he's had to be the starter continuously over larger parts of the season, he's struggled. And teams have figured out some of his flaws. And that's what every league does. When the more you play, the more tape is out there on you. Now teams understand what your weaknesses are. And the good coaches will make you play doing all those things that you're weak in and won't allow you to get to your strengths. And that's where Nick Foles has struggled in the past.
Brian, I'm going to read you a quote from Dallas Cowboys safety Xavier Woods, and I want your reaction. You probably have heard it today earlier. I mean, you don't expect – we're in the NFL. You don't expect guys to go full speed for 70 plays. That's not possible. But you're going to push all you can. I mean, we know. You don't expect the backside corner to make a play on the opposite side. If he's running full speed the whole time, it's just not possible, to be honest. Look, I only played through the high school level, but I don't ever remember just lunching on plays. What do you think of this? Is this guy off his rocker, or is this how it is?
Well, when you are playing for a team that has the record that the Cowboys have, when they've struggled all year long, and if I'm a coach and I'm hearing this, this is exactly the problem. And I went back and watched. I went back and watched every single snap of their defense early this week, and I saw they're getting beat at the line of scrimmage. I saw a lack of effort, a lack of energy, lack of intensity. Everything that he described in that quote, that's what I saw on the tape, and that's why you're losing. So if I'm a coach and I'm hearing this, guess who's getting a note in their locker? Come on to my office. Let me talk to you, because what we can't do is this. And this is just in life, period. The one thing that you can control. Now, there's so many things that you can't. I can't control how tall I am, how fast I am, you know, to a certain extent. I can't control so many different things. The one thing I can control is a couple of things, how I react to things, of course. But I can control on the football field my energy level, how much I'm going to hustle. I can control those types of things. And Woods here is talking about those small things. Give me some effort. You can go full speed for 70 plays. And, in fact, if you're a cornerback, that's your job, to go full speed for 70 plays and don't give up a play. That's how Deion did it. And obviously we're talking about a great there. But there are so many other players throughout our game that are going full speed all the time, doing the right thing. And it's embarrassing to hear a young player like Woods, who I think is going to be a decent player, saying things like this, because, first of all, it's not true. And second of all is, if your team is struggling the way that you're struggling, why would you ever come out and say something like this that's going to bring more heat and more press to a struggling football team? They have a lot of money invested on that defense. And for a defense to give up the type of points that they've been giving up, the types of yards. I mean, the Cleveland Browns got over 300 yards rushing on the Dallas Cowboys. That's embarrassing, because when you throw the ball, you get big plays. You know, that happens, okay? But when you rush, when you're running for over 300 yards, that means I hit you in your mouth and you backed up and I opened up a hole for my running back. That's what that means. Or you missed a tackle, which Woods surely missed several tackles throughout that game. That's embarrassing. That's demoralizing. That's taking your manhood from you. And that's what this game is about. Man versus a man, how much can I move you out of your space? And to hear something like that, it's embarrassing. If I was a veteran in that locker room, he would be hearing a lot from me, because that's unacceptable.
That's our man, Brian Westbrook, former All-Pro running back, now an NFL analyst for Fox
Thanks
Sports
for
1.
The knowledge.
Great stuff, my man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Talk soon.
All right, brother. Peace. More of the Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
We all know what this is. The Twilight Zone.
Rod Serling was a genius, Chris. He really was.
So you were a big fan of that show?
Yeah, I mean, just the storylines and, like, I don't know. Do you remember the one with Burgess Meredith? And he was like, crazy about reading, Chris. And he didn't care for people. All he wanted to do was read his books. So he's in, like, this vault at the library, and there's a nuclear explosion, and everybody's killed except for him. And so he's happy about it, Chris, because now he can just read all the books, right? And right. He don't have to worry about anybody. And he's walking on the steps of the library and falls over something. His glasses fall off and break. He can't see. So he's stuck there, all the books, no people, but he can't read.
You know,
seriously, that's classic.
Yeah, I probably saw that one because I was a huge fan. I loved it. You know, once I got hooked onto it, I just, you know, it was just addictive.
You guys have seen it.
I don't remember. Yeah, it was a great show.
Great show.
Yep. All right. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob on the TV theme show Thursday. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. Big news, Rob. I don't know if you saw it. Dave Roberts said that Kenley Jansen, the Dodgers' longtime closer. Did you hear this?
Yep.
And he's unavailable tonight.
It's about time, Chris. Seriously.
Well, he didn't say he was. I mean, obviously, he brought it up last night that he might not use him. But he said he's unavailable. Do you think that means Jansen was upset and was like,
They just said, we're not pitching you. Like, we can't put you back in.
It's
been a while, right, Chris? Yeah. You've seen he gave up. What did he give up last night? Three hits. Yeah, he's been struggling. He's not the same guy. At one point in his career, he was lights out in the ninth inning, Chris. Lights out. And the last two or three years, he just hasn't been the same guy. So I don't blame the Dodgers. And maybe it's just a nice way to say, we don't care what's happening. You're not pitching. So if I say you're unavailable.
There is absolutely no chance you're getting in tonight.
Seriously, that's what you're saying.
Oh, you're not getting in. All right. And you know what? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and maybe the only reason that they say it that way is so that there's no question when he doesn't pitch the ninth inning, then you got to answer questions about right. him being the starter.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. Well, what else isn't the same is that baseball is letting dudes show, do what they want to do.
Show their ass. How about that?
That's what I was going to say. Throw flipping the bats. Manny Machado homers off Clayton Kershaw last night. Doesn't flip it, but stares at his dugout and flings the bat toward the dugout. And I'm fine with it, Rob. I like this. I mean, you can't go too far. You're talking about bats, so you got to be careful.
Who was the player who hit the home run, Chris? I just forgot his name. And did a selfie as he around first base. Did you see
Atlanta.
That?
Wasn't it Atlanta?
For Atlanta, yeah.
I can't remember who it was. Yeah. That was cool. I like that.
I mean, he stopped and did a selfie, looked up at it.
Right.
And then kept rounding the bases. Do you know what would have happened if the late Bob Gibson was still pitching and you taking a selfie of yourself?
He would have ran over there and tackled him.
He would have tackled him right in the base. I agree with you.
No, it's changed. And look, there is a limit, right? But I don't think anybody's crossed the line so far. But here's what happened last night. So Machado does his thing. Okay, fine. And then you talked about it at the top of the show. When Cody Bellinger makes that catch, big catch,
take Rob away a 2-run home run.
Tatis Jr. of a homer, yes. Then Machado got upset because the Dodgers pitcher, Brewstar Gratterall, was celebrating.
Right.
Threw his arms in the air, threw his gloves toward the Dodgers dugout, you know, hit his chest, tossed his, all types of stuff. And Machado got mad and started talking junk, really started cursing out Gratterall.
Right.
Like, and my thing is this, Manny, you can't know what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And if you're going to talk trash, fling bats, all that stuff, then you got to be able to take it when the opponent does the same thing.
I agree. I don't have a problem with Manny being passionate about it, Chris, and all that, and doing whatever he wants to do. It's funny, I talked to Barry Larkin, the Hall of Famer, and he says, you know, it's a different game from when he played. And he says, I'm enjoying the players enjoying themselves.
Right.
But you can't be all ecstatic and worked up and passionate and flamboyant and then be mad when other players want to do it.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, I agree with that. I don't think that that's logical.
Because what's going to happen is you're going to start having fights. And we don't want more fights.
No. We don't need more of that.
So
Have fun with it.
Right. You got to watch this. And if it continues to rile guys up, then I'm not against making a rule where you say, look, we're going to let you guys celebrate and do what you want to do, you know, within reason, but the opponent can't respond. How about that? The opponent can't respond because that's when fights would start.
Right. You do your thing, let them do their thing, and leave it at that.
Yep. Like in the NFL, they don't respond, right? You go dance, you take your pictures in the end zone, nobody responds. This new to baseball, though. I get it. Keep it locked. I meant to tell you, Rob G. First of all, I hear an echo. All right, I want this. Can you talk to Candace and get me two of these? Well, yeah, one for me, one for my wife, because I actually have an electric one, but you know, I could use a new one. So yeah, because we should do it, right? We should get them. I mean, we promote them. Okay, here we go. When's the last time you got rewarded for brushing your teeth? With Quip's new smart electric toothbrush, good habits can earn you great perks. Great perks, like free products, gift cards, and more. You've probably heard us talk about Quip a million times, but this is something brand new that rewards you and your mouth. Already have a Quip? Upgrade it with a smart motor and keep the features you know and love. Sensitive sonic vibrations with a timer to ensure you get a guided clean, a lightweight and sleek design, and a multi-use travel cover. That's right. Plus, you can get brush heads, toothpaste, and floss refills delivered from And floss refills delivered from $5 and shipping is free. Join over 5 million Miles who use Quip and save hundreds compared to other Bluetooth brushes when you get a Quip Smart Brush for just $45. That's right, $45. Start getting rewards for brushing your teeth today and go to getquip.com/oddcouple right now to get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/oddcouple. Spelled GETQUIP.com/oddcouple. Quip, better oral health made simple and rewarding. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. So visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard, 68, on the gram. At the bottom of the hour, friend of the show, one of our favorites, a Super Bowl champion, Fox NFL analyst, Greg Jennings, will be joining us to talk all things NFL. But we are going to start with Major League Baseball. It is, after all, the heart of the playoffs, and what's a playoffs we have had thus far. Right now, you got the Yankees fighting for their life. They're up 2-0 in the third inning over Tampa Bay. Obviously, a must-win for the Yankees. They're down 2-1 in this best-of-five series. And New York is ablaze. I can tell you that. The fans are going crazy.
They've already
essentially counted them out. You know, Rob. You're from
here. That's just typical New York. Know, you know right? how it is.
It's over.
All right. You gotta lose 3 games. My God.
Right.
And, Chris, the big thing is if they win tonight, Gerrit Cole pitches game 5. I mean, that's –
Well, and there were conflicting reports, at least here. I don't know on what, the national might, level. Yeah, there was one person some report saying – they're not going to Cole. Other reports,
tonight?
At least from one person, said that they were going to use him tonight if they have to.
Well, yeah,
here,
yeah. No.
Where are you at on that? I mean, if you get in a bind, right?
Yeah, if I need to get a couple of outs, I'm going to put my best guy out there, Chris, if I have to. Because you can't save a guy for tomorrow.
No, there could be no tomorrow.
There could be no tomorrow. I saw that happen with the Tigers and Cardinals in the World Series, and Kenny Rogers that year, Chris, was lights out in the playoffs. I think he was 3-0 and didn't give up an earned run. I mean, he was unbelievable. And Jim Leland, the manager for the Tigers, wanted to save him until they got back to Detroit because he pitched better at home. Guess what? They lost game 5 in St. Louis. There was no more. So he didn't pitch.
Yep.
Like, what? You're on the brink of elimination.
Right.
You can't save anybody.
No,
if the Yankees are in trouble tonight and they need pitching help, you gotta use Gerrit Cole to get to game 5. You just have to.
Yep. No question about it. All right. Well, there's a tomorrow for the Houston Astros.
That's
for darn sure. All right. They just eliminated Oakland 3-1 in the divisional round. Now they move on to the ALCS for the fourth straight year. And Rob, I mean, we were talking about the Yankees hitting the cover off the ball. Houston's been ridiculous.
And you got to remember, Chris,
in this series, in these 4 games, they have scored 33 runs in the 4 games.
Which is incredible when you look at their regular season was awful offensively, Chris.
all their guys, all their big guys struggled. Mm-hmm. Altuve looked like a shell of himself.
It looked like they needed garbage cans.
Right. And they needed stolen signs because they really did not hit that well. And remember, this is a team without Gerrit Cole and without Justin Verlander.
Yep.
And they wind up right back in the ALCS. That's an incredible accomplishment. Bravo to Dusty Baker. Seriously.
All right. Well, here's what I want to ask you then. If the Astros, well, they're already in the ALCS, so there's only one more round to the World
right,
Series.
To get to the right.
I'm just going to put it this way. I'm not even going to say them getting to the World Series or winning it. Just advancing consistently. They've won two rounds now. Yep. So the Astros advancing in the playoffs, we all know the deal, 2017, they, you know, have proven that they cheated, you know, with the trash cans and stealing signs and so on and so forth. And they essentially got off scot-free. I mean, we know there were some suspensions and fines and all that, but the players got no punishment. They got immunity for telling the truth. And I felt, Rob, and I still feel, they should have taken away the championship. That would have been a way of punishing the players, you know, in a roundabout way, because you're no longer recognized as a champion. They didn't do it, of course, so they kept the championship. All of baseball, from everybody outside of Houston, fans to even, surprisingly, Rob, players were upset. And obviously the Astros dodged a bullet with having no fans in the stands this year, so they really didn't get the harsh treatment that they would have gotten. But here's what I want to ask you. Does the Astros advancing in the playoffs help or hurt baseball?
I think most fans are going to say, and I'll say it as well, hurt, from the punishment would have been that they cheated, they were uncovered, and then they didn't perform the way that they had the previous 3 years where they were titans in baseball and won a championship in 2017, Chris, and have been to the World Series a couple of times, and people marveled at them. People wanted to copy what they did, right? You remember they stripped their team down to bare bones, and they drafted people.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Marlins just did it. They made the playoffs and got to the second round. But, yeah, so it is good from this standpoint, Chris, is that baseball has a villain team, like people to root against from that standpoint. But I think it would have been better for them not to be in the spotlight, not for them to be one of the four remaining teams left where the spotlight
just because
is on them.
They look like they got off with absolutely no punishment.
Basically,
they just kept
and they were able to keep it moving, and look, boom, they're right back where they were, and they went unscathed. And if fans would have roundly booed them all year, Chris, and it wasn't a COVID-19 kind of situation, maybe I would feel a little bit different, like they got dragged through the mud. But you got to admit, they got off pretty easy this year.
They did, but I'm gonna say this, Rob. I think it's good for baseball that they keep advancing. I think, one, as you said, and this isn't the main thing, but it is a factor. Like you said, it's a villain.
It's a villain, no doubt.
Right, and I think people will want to tune in to see them because they're the villain, but also just to see if they can do it without, you know, the cheating, as they've maintained. They've said that. And the main reason, though, I think it's good for baseball, Rob, is because I do think in a lot of people's minds, certainly in the Astros' minds, if it's not already done, it will validate that 2017 championship. And I don't think that's right because they cheated. We know it, and they just shouldn't have gotten away with it. But to a lot of people, they will say, you know what? They were just that good. They were only caught cheating for 2017 when they won it. But they were really good the next 2 years without cheating, as far as we know. Mm-hmm. And then this year, they're really good. You know, so no, you look at it and say, you know what? And I think to a lot of people, Rob, it will make them say, okay, I kind of wish they had taken that title away. But you know what? They are a really good team. They're legit. So the championship, okay, they got a little advantage, but they're still worthy, you know, in many people's eyes. I think people will take that approach. Some people.
Yeah, I think it's a combination. I understand what you're saying because it could validate them. Whereas
and it
before,
could help baseball look a little better. You know what I
right,
mean?
Right, right. Where before, had they totally fallen apart this year, Chris, and we saw the averages during the regular season, remember, yep. they made the playoffs with a record under 500.
Right.
They were 29-31. Yep. So they didn't have this great year. They yep. barely made the playoffs by the skin of their teeth, and now they're in the ALCS for the fourth year in a row. So now I still think it's bad. I think it would be better had they gotten their so-called punishment and just got knocked out or didn't make the playoffs, and it was
you
just
you think they should
totally
have put some type of suspension on them where they couldn't make the playoffs?
No, or? I mean they could have tried to do something like that, but no, I think they just let it play out, let the players handle it themselves. The other problem we know with 60 games. People couldn't really come at them like they wanted to, Chris, because you couldn't afford to miss a right. week, right, with suspensions. You miss a week. That's a lot.
Well, what was it? I can't remember his name. Who got, what, 8 games?
Joe Kelly from the Dodgers. Yeah. yeah. You know what I'm saying? 8 games when you only play 60
right.
is a lot. So right. I think that also curtailed, like, the punishment that the players could have doled out, you know, against them.
See, I think, though, had they – let's say they were, you know – 20-40 and didn't make the playoffs. I think then the scandal of 2017 would live on for who knows how long. I think them going deep this year, I mean, heck, if they get to the World Series or win it, and again, you know, Rob, I was loud. Vacate the title. Vacate the title. But I think in a lot of people's minds, this will enable people to move on more comfortably and not look back at 2017 as much as, man, that was a ruined year. It was terrible. Now, I don't think the other players will get over it. I think the other players will still be upset and all that. But I think many fans, especially casual fans, it'll allow them to be like, you know what? Whatever. I mean, they were a great team, period. And I think ultimately that's good for baseball because to a lot of people it'll take away this feeling that one of your champions was a cheater. You know, it was
that's an egregious legitimate point.
That's legitimate.
I mean, that's legitimate. It's hard for me to argue against that because it would justify them and legitimize them. Whereas yep. if they totally fell off the face of the earth this year, you'd say that was all smoke and mirrors, and yep. they're not that good, and Altuve shouldn't have been the MVP, and he beat out Judge that year. You remember? And all that.
Yep. And you're probably thinking, well, they didn't get caught in 18 and 19, but they were probably doing something then.
Exactly.
You know? So, all right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Is the Houston Astros – being in the ALCS bad for baseball or good for baseball? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. Here's a word from our buddies over at Farmers.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans as the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help,
Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.